Phonebly Speaks episode 538, Nokia doing network security again?
I'm a wee bit frustrated when I saw this headline come across my my feedly, and it's primarily because I worked for Nokia for 10 years, and this was from 1999-2009. I worked for the security appliance business in Nokia that got sold to Checkpoint in 2009, and so I'm not disappointed now that that change has happened. I mean, especially given everything that's happened in Nokia. But I saw this this article, and it's like I wanted this like back in 2005, 2006 or something. And so Nokia is going to bolster its focus on network security with the creation of a new business unit, and. Nokia had this business unit, and actually the business unit was acquired. It was a company that was an acquisition, of Ypsilon Networks back in the end of 1997, and it existed at Nokia for 12 years. And I know that we even participated in some of the network security discussions and some of the stuff that was helping to secure cell phone towers for what is now Nokia. It used to be Nokia and Siemens Networks, or Nokia, or just Nokia Networks back in the day, so to see them say, "Hey, we need to bake security in our products," it frustrates me because I wanted that 10 years ago or something. It made sense, right? It's like, well, they're doing these things, and I mean, I saw it with the rise of smartphones. This is before it was in most Americans' consciousness, but I got access to what Nokia called smartphones back in the day, and I could see the writing on the wall. I could see that things were going to be more connected, and there's going to be more information, and we need to be able to secure the devices and the stuff that comes from those devices. So it seemed to make sense to me to bake all of that into the infrastructure, maybe even bake it into the devices themselves. And now, many years too late, Nokia appears to be coming around to the fact that, hey, maybe we should care about security. Well, you guys had a chance. You had a bunch of people that did information security that worked for you. You sold them to Checkpoint. And well, now I guess you have to rebuild that core competency, or maybe hire other people, I found this when I saw this article, I just like, Nokia, I'm sorry. This is it's a little personal, I guess, but this is how large companies operate, I'm afraid.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.